Welcome to the Matt and Matt Show, a podcast for the city's backyard with Matt the Z-Man Zacho and Matt KN, a.k.a. Matty K. An all-new Matt and Matt Show starts now. We are live on the Matt and Matt Show. Stephen Keith is our artist du jour. And we're at Bistro, Mediterranean and Tapas Bar, right on Westport Avenue, US 1. We are literally right on the road, Matty K. I mean, we are right on the post road. Matter of fact, the patio's filling up. We're going to get another table. Gabe is putting another table over there. So business is booming today because of the weather. And we had a little scare earlier. It was drizzling. And then we were like almost ready to set up half inside. And then we were going to be under the canopy. And Steven was setting up inside. And it was like, you know, the weather's going to get better. And then we're all going to be, you know, like not where we should be. So we love being right on the post road. We put our banner up, the Matt and Matt Show banner. And we're like an instant billboard for Bistro right here. And that's where we feel like we've embraced the community, because we see people driving by right here in Norwalk, Norwalk, Connecticut. So anyway, we're supporting the restaurants into the winter because it's going to get rougher for them. And we want to tell everybody that these places do great takeout, especially, you know, our sponsors, all our restaurants that, you know, come on the Matt and Matt Show, and Bistro is one of them. And they do amazing takeout, Matty K. Now, you've tried some of the pasta. You're a pasta guy and you actually like the pasta. But aren't you excited that we're just out again? I mean, and we're going to talk to Michael Kroos, who you know, you worked with him back in the day, but he's the garden geek, and he's going to tell us all about how to keep that green thumb going, you know, into winter, and to how to keep your home up, because the real estate market is hot, especially in the tri-state area right outside of New York City. So talk to me, Matty K.
Oh, yeah, no question. You know, the real estate market is hot. Michael Kroos, I've known him for years. He always gives great advice when it comes to gardening and, you know, keeping up your home. And I'm excited to talk with him tonight. We're just going to have a great time. It's all about relaxing here tonight. And, you know, if you come down to Bistro, yeah, you'll hear the signature, "Thank you very much." It's going to be a great night tonight. And, you know, I can't wait to just, you know, sit down, have some dinner. The pastas are great. I hear their chicken dishes are great too, so I'm leaning that way tonight. Maybe might have one of those. So can't wait.
Definitely, Matty K. You are right on the money. All the food is delicious here. It's fresh. They've got tapas. So, you know, I'm not going to oversell this stuff. The bottom line is, people are having fun. We just have a few ladies that came out and they moved a table for them. You're live on the Matt and Matt Show. And so this isn't this great, just a full patio? So we love being a part of this. And we're going to end the show from here. But right now we're going to go back to the studio, talk to Michael Kroos, who's a lot of fun. So glad to have him back on the show. And as we hang out here, more people are coming in. So it's nice to see that people have come out for this event. And it's all because we're teaming up with the local musicians that have been on the Matt and Matt Show. So we're supporting the restaurants and the musicians, and it's just a beautiful thing. So stay right there. We'll be back with more coming up next on the Matt and Matt Show.
Looking for the perfect gift for the holidays? Everyone loves food. Gift baskets are a great way to say thank you. Palmer's Market in Darien has gourmet gift baskets that are hand-packed in wooden crates and finished with a beautiful bow. They're always made to order and can be completely customized. From fresh flowers and balloons to cupcakes and pastries from Palmer's award-winning bakery, Palmer's creates the perfect gift basket. Check out all the great gift ideas by clicking on gift baskets on the homepage at palmersdarien.com. That's palmersdarien.com.
The Matt and Matt Show remind you to support your local restaurants and cafes. Visit Rory's Restaurant, 416 Post Road in Darien. Rory's is where it's always delicious. Try their great selection of mouthwatering appetizers, hot and cold sandwiches, scrumptious entrees, and outrageous soups. Check out their menu at rorys.net or call 203-655-9453 for takeout or curbside pickup. Open 7 days.
Rory's has extended seating with their outdoor patio. Call for reservations. And check out Rory's new sister restaurant, Wall Street Tavern in Norwalk, opening soon. The Matt and Matt Show. Two guys keeping it local for the city's backyard. We are back on the Matt and Matt Show. Our next guest is Michael Kroos, otherwise known as the Garden Geek. He's been on our show before, and he's been very helpful. And we're going to talk about gardening and fixing up your home if you're thinking about selling in the future. The real estate market is on fire, especially in this area, the tri-state area outside in New York City, because a lot of people are moving out of the city. But there's nothing better than having a green thumb and a green lawn. Michael, welcome to the show.
It is such a hoot to be here again.
Welcome, Michael.
Well, Matt, how are you doing? And when I say, Matt, how are you doing, you're both going to answer. That's so weird.
Well, we're doing very well.
Yeah, I will tell you, Michael, you motivated me because I knew we were going to have you back on the podcast. So actually this morning, I did another round of Milorganite, and that is only the second time I've done it. I did miss doing it in September. However, I had some leftover Scott's weed killer, and a friend had given that to me. So I used that on the front only in September. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, you are right, sir. My lawn is so green. Some of the neighbors have been asking what we've been doing to get that green.
And you don't tell them. You don't tell them. That's you never share.
That's what I told my wife. I said, do not give away the secret sauce.
Exactly. Let them be envious. And what's really good about that is that the other housewives in the neighborhood just dream of you. And they say to their husband, why can't you be like Matt? Look at how green his yard is. And that's really, really good. It works in my neighborhood too, except my next door neighbor is 92 years old. And his wife looks at my lawn and says to her husband, Al, why can't you be more like Michael? And he said, because he's, you know, a ton younger than I am. I'm 92. Leave me alone. And then they sit on the front porch. And
well, it is smelly. And
it does. It has a wonderful smell. It smells like, you know what it smells like, Matt? It smells like my phone's ringing. It smells like victory.
It sure does. So again, thank you for that. Great advice. And another thing before I forget, which you helped me with, was deciding on what to purchase for a lawnmower. So I actually did go with the inexpensive Light. I don't even know what it's called. It's not a Murray. It's another brand. I got it at Walmart, but it's the same.
Yeah, I saw the picture. It's the same mower. You have the exact same mower that I have. Now, let me tell you a cute little story about that.
Sure. So
then there's this store up here that buys truckloads of stuff, and they buy truckloads of Ryobi stuff. I don't know if you know what Ryobi is, power tools. And I went in there with my lovely second wife, favorite of all three ex-wives, and she went in there to buy a drill. Well, I go in there, and they have these Ryobi electric lawnmowers. And I'm sitting there looking at it, and it was $180. Well, I had looked at a Ryobi electric lawnmower at Home Depot, and it was $420. And I just said, they had for $180, you get the self-propelled one that was supposed to be super duper, and for $120, you get the one that you have to push. I said, I'm buying this thing. I bought $180, bought it, brought it home, put it together. I was so happy. I said, you know, because I've had this little Murray, little tiny mower like you had, and we'd been having all this rain, just tremendous amounts of rain. I could not get out and mow the grass because it rained every darn day. And my backyard was really tall, really, really tall. So I said, I'm going to start in the backyard with this thing, get the backyard done, because it was a lot taller than the front yard. So I went out there and I just started mowing the backyard with this Ryobi marvelous lawnmower, and it just kept cutting out. It would just stop because the grass was so tall, and you know, I'd have to pull it back, and then it would start up again and just go. It was a nightmare. Finally, I said, the heck with this. That isn't what I said. I said something else. And I went back, threw it in the garage, grabbed my little Murray mower, you know, pump the little thing on the side. I do 13 pushes on the primer thing. I don't know why. I
just, 13, wow.
I do 13 pushes on the primer. Boom, one pull, thing starts up. Push that thing out in the backyard. It's cutting through that grass like butter. Just boom, 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 boom. You know, nothing to it. And So then I said, all right, I'm going to do the front yard with the electric mower. Well, actually, I said, I'm going to get scientific. I did half of the front yard with the electric mower and half of the front yard with the Murray, with my little El Cheapo Murray that I pushed.
Yeah.
And then I went in, drank a little water, came out, and stood out there with my 92-year-old neighbor looking at my yard. He's looking at my yard. I'm looking at my yard. I said, Al, what part of the yard do you like best? Because he had not watched me do this. I just go out there, and he come out to do his daily little walk. I said, which part of the yard? And he goes, I got to tell you. He said, "What? Why is it different? I said, yeah, it is different, isn't it? I said, which part looks better? And he pointed to the part that looked better. And it was the part with the Murray mower.
Yeah, so, I believe it. Well, I looked it up. It's the Hyper Tough, which is the Murray brand at Walmart, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I know Lowe's sells it, Home Depot sells it, and Walmart, and it's the same mower. They just name it something different, or one's red and one's blue. But one final thing I wanted to say, because I know Maddie Kay's got some questions for you. The other thing that I actually picked up in our last podcast was how you were mentioning that you use, some old sneakers to cut the lawn. And originally, I always, my father ingrained it in my brain that you must use work boots, you have steel toe, whatever, don't cut your toes off. But, I have a little quarter acre lot, and so I'm not on a hill or anything. So
right.
I started using the old sneakers, and it's great. You use them for a month or so, and you pitch them in the garbage, and you just, obviously you have to be careful, and you don't do anything fancy. But, little things like that, everyone can relate to.
I am so much older than you, and probably better looking. I'm not positive of that yet, but so much older than you. And I've been mowing yards since I was a kid. I have never run over my foot with a lawnmower ever. And as a matter of fact, I know a lot of people. I know people all over the world. I do. I know people from all over the world. And I have never met anyone who has run over their foot on a lawnmower.
Well, my wife actually has a childhood friend that cut his big toe off and they had to sew it back on. But I think he was doing it in flip-flops. So that might have been a bad move.
And he may have been inhaling the devil's lettuce prior to doing that. Or maybe a little bit of Jim Beam. I don't know.
But yeah.
Yeah, I've also never mowed the yard drunk or stoned.
So you've never actually weeded when you were weeding?
I don't do any of those, that part of the weeding thing. I avoid all of that. I like to think on my own. So I have been known to have a bourbon and Diet Coke on occasion, but not when I'm operating power equipment.
I mow it with headphones and listen to Pandora or some music,
or to the hits.
Yeah, or I listen to our podcast, the Matt and Matt Show.
Yeah, how vain of you. But okay, the other Matt, my former producer Matt, what are your questions for me?
Okay, well, my first question has to
hold on before you ask that question. I know, because I know she doesn't listen. What are you getting your wife for Christmas this year?
I don't know yet. It's still early in the year. So
if you buy her a Beanie Baby, I'm coming up there.
Probably another teddy bear.
I forbid you. Anyway, go ahead and ask your question. Wait, now.
Okay. I'll tell you what. Hang on, Maddie Kay. Let's take a quick break, and we will come back and talk more with Michael Kroos. Maddie Kay has got some questions. We're going to get into how to fix up your home if you're thinking about selling, because like we said, the real estate market is red hot, especially in this area, Michael, and we know you're down in Florida. So we'll be right back with Michael Kroos, the Garden Geek, coming up next on the Matt and Matt Show. Stay right there.
The Reading Beer Company celebrates Oktoberfest. Oktoberfest began in October of 1810 with a royal wedding that strayed from tradition and turned the wedding into a public shindig that lasted for days, where free food and beer flowed. Come celebrate Oktoberfest at Reading Beer Company. To order online, go to readingbeer.com. Reading Beer Company, Reading, Connecticut.
On tap now, try the German Altbier. Coming soon, Novemberfest, with the release of Scotch 80 Schilling Ale, plus live music from tour newcomer Brian Matzke and a food truck, Saturday, November 14th at Reading Beer Company.
In these stressful times, we all can feel anxious about our future. That's why it's important to take care of your mind and body with Mindful Serenity Healing. It's a holistic healing alternative that focuses on you as a whole. Mind, body, spirit. Release the deep chronic muscle tension. Get relief from mild depression. Relieve anxiety and get enhanced mental clarity. Transform the body's energy to heal itself and awaken your inner intuition. To learn more about energetic healing, log on to MindfulSerenityHealing.com. Avoid medication and heal naturally at MindfulSerenityHealing.com.
The Matt and Matt Show, bringing in the city's backyard to your speaker. We are back on the Matt and Matt Show. Matty K, fire away.
Okay, well, as you said, we're back with Michael Kroos, and he's going to answer some of my gardening questions here that I have. So, Michael, my first question has to do with plants that are in, let's say, a dark part of the yard where there's not really a lot of sunlight.
Yes.
What type of plants would you suggest that, you know, a person would put in to keep the landscaping looking nice, but at the same time, you know, that are relatively easy when it comes to sunlight?
Stuff that is green and does not bloom. Now, funny that you should ask that. My other next door neighbor that lives on the other side of me, very nice man, has Viburnum odoratissimum shrub that borders my property and his, that he's always out there trimming. And Viburnum odoratissimum has a beautiful little white bloom that pops out on it twice a year. His never blooms, because I have three oak trees that I hate like poison that are growing there that shade it off all of the time. But so he just has green, and that's all he's ever going to have there is green. Now, the viburnum is doing well for him. Where you live, you could use ligustrum. You could use all kinds of green-type plants that'll do that well in the shade. Don't expect anything that's going to be colorful. Don't expect anything that's going to have vibrance or other than just green and utilitarian.
Gotcha. Now, what about, let's say, okay, I live in New York and yes. I love palm trees, but yes. You know, you can't have a palm tree outside, you know, especially in the wintertime.
Yes.
So let's say if I get a palm tree, I bring it inside. What do I need to do with that palm tree during the wintertime in the house?
Watch it die.
Watch it die. Okay.
Yeah. because understand that palms are a grass, okay. And depending upon what kind of palm you get, and you know, there's such a wide variety, but they are basically a grass that is designed to be grown outside. I remember long ago, before either of you were born, when I lived in Michigan and we made a trip to Florida. And when we made the trip to Florida, we have these nasty weeds that look palmy. They're called palmetto bushes, and they're full of rattlesnakes and all kinds of other stuff. They just grow in between trees out in the woods. And I just thought they were the neatest thing in the world. So I went out the day that we left to drive back home, and we had a Ford Falcon station wagon.
We had those.
I went out and dug up three of them. And it was really hard digging these things up. And yes, I did see a rattlesnake while I was doing that. Scared me to no end because I was young. I brought those things and I stuck them in the back of the station wagon in pots. And my mother helped me. My mother said, well, you need to get more soil around them. And she went and she added more soil and took some burlap. And you know, anyway, we got those. We drove back to Michigan. And my dad was one of these crazy people who like to drive straight through. Instead of taking 2 days, drive straight through from Florida to Michigan. We drive to Michigan. It's like 7 o'clock in the morning. We get there. And the first thing I do is I go out and in the front yard in full sun, I dig a hole. We lived out in the country at a place called Mill Lake. And I planted those things, watered them in, took care of them, and they grew all summer. And everybody would drive by our house and see those and do a double take. It was, and as a matter of fact, new ones were sprouting up by the end of the summer. And I said, wow, this is fabulous. This is fabulous. Well, I knew that winter was coming and they were going to die. And I didn't want them to die. But we lived in Michigan. And so I dug them up and I took them down into the basement near the boiler down
there.
Near
the marijuana plants?
No. I didn't even know what marijuana was back in those days, okay? But I dug them all up and I took them down there. And of course, they died because they're outdoor plants. And they just, you know, you can get a ponytail palm in a pot that you may be able to grow inside, but you have to have it near a window. You have to use something like Super Thrive on it, which is going to help it from going into shock, because the plant is going to go into shock as soon as you take it from the porch outside and bring it in. It's going to go into shock. So if you use a little bit of Super Thrive, one capful in a gallon of water, and water one time only, that'll help prevent it from going into shock. And you might save it, but chances are it's going to die.
Or basically, the visions that I had of digging up a Florida palm tree and moving it here is not going to happen.
I did it. I did palmetto bushes, and it worked wonderfully for the summer. And like I say, we were the talk of the neighborhood.
I
remember my
say,
dad's best friend said, "You know, there's something wrong with your son." And my dad said, "Yeah, I know."
I was going to say, or the big or, you could just move to Florida, Maddie Kay, and you could be near Michael Kroos.
As wealthy as you guys are, you know, you guys work in radio, so I know you have all kinds of money. Sean Hannity, who lives up your way sometimes, is now a permanent resident of Naples. He owns like four houses down there. So he did that to avoid the taxes. Rush, whatever that guy's last name
Limbaugh.
Yeah, that's his name. Yeah. I met him in New York before he had a national show. And I thought he was a genius as far as a broadcaster is concerned. And he was. His timing was just perfect. But he now lives in Palm Beach, all because they don't want to pay all those exorbitant taxes that you all pay.
Yeah, and that's the thing, you know, not to get off subject, but Maddie Kay doesn't have kids, and you know, when it comes to taxes and schools and so forth, then there's more involved in wanting to stay in this area for, you know, the schools and so forth. But what part of Florida do you live in?
I live in the Tampa Bay area,
Good sports teams.
By the way, well, we have this cheater that came from up north who's down here as the quarterback. And we're winning a lot, but, you know, he cheats. What do you want? The part of Florida that we live in, believe it or not, I know that Maddie Kay is going to get all excited about this, is the nudist capital of the world. In one section of North Hillsborough County, which is the county that Tampa's in, and it butts up to Pasco County, there are seven nudist resorts there.
Wow.
Yep. Well, there's something to be said for giving, you know, your shirt right off of your back.
And you, yeah. And you know every one of them.
I have been to at least five of them. I've had clients in at least five of them. And a gentleman who owns one of them is a very good friend of mine. Him and his daughter own one. And they've turned it into an art colony. And it's quite a place.
Well, Michael, you know, speaking of Florida and taxes and so forth, a lot of people are not only moving out of New York City because of the pandemic, but they're also moving down to Florida. And our next episode is going to be on real estate. We did an episode a while back, and it was a big success. Real estate is a hot topic. Before we get to, you know, the few things that you can advise us on making your home look great if you're going to sell it, I just wanted to ask you one final question on trees and in this case, the peach tree that I told you about in our last podcast. We took your advice. Yes. We got the topsoil around the trunk, and then we had a big storm and it split the tree right down the middle, the middle of the trunk. And so if you can envision like a slingshot, you know, the trunk just split, and literally I got a bungee cord and rope and kind of brought it back together. So it's, you know, back to like a slingshot, but the trunk itself still is, you know, split down. Do you think that tree will make it through the winter? I mean, it seems to still be alive.
Yeah. Trees are really resilient, especially peach trees, because peach trees have a circulation system that is faster than like an oak. And when I say circulation system, the sap runs through it much faster than an oak or, you know, one of the old, you know, types of trees. So because of that, they're pretty resilient. And one of the things I would do is make sure that if you haven't done it yet, put some fruit tree fertilizer on it now. Go out to the, you know, the farthest branch and then down and spread the fertilizer. It's usually going to be like a 4-6-8 type of fertilizer with minor elements. And just spread it out there. Water it in real good so it has all of this nutrition going into the feeding, you know, into the feeder roots as we go into this dormant time of year. And when the spring comes out, it's going to be invigorated. I think it's going to make it.
Oh, well, that's encouraging.
Having not seen it, but peach trees just can do that. They're just magical.
Maybe I'll take some pictures and send them to you. Via Facebook.
You stuck all these pictures of your lawn and on Facebook. I was enjoying it.
Oh, great. Well, we're running out of time, so we do want to get to the real estate stuff. Matty K is not a homeowner. He was going to buy one. Now's probably not a good time for him to buy because prices are through the roof. But if you are looking to sell, other than a green lawn, which we all know you need to have a nice landscaped yard, what could you recommend for people that are thinking of moving maybe to Florida or just out of the tri-state area?
Or in anywhere. All right. I work with home inspectors all the time. I am a licensed pest control operator, and I do termite inspections for real estate, and I go right in with the home inspector. So I have a lot of experience in this, and I had a home inspector teach me this, and it came in handy for every house that I've ever bought for myself. First thing I look at when I walk up to a house is the roof. You have to look at the roof first. That's going to be the most expensive thing that you have to replace is the roof. So you want to see what kind of shape the roof is in. You look at that first. The second thing you want to look at is you want to walk to the side of the house. Down in Florida, we look at the outside part of the air conditioning, the condenser that's outside. You want to see how old it is. You want to walk around and you want to look at the windows and see what kind of, are they dual pane windows? Are they single pane windows? And by the way, I do not have a problem with having single pane windows. They're just fine. There's a big, you got to have the dual pane window. No, you don't. You have to have good window coverings if you have a single pane that's going to take care of your energy. And I know this. On the exterior, that's what I look at. You want to see if there's any cracks going up the wall. You want to see if there's any settling. You look at that. When I walk into a house, the first thing I want to do is look at the attic. And you go in the attic, if it's a healthy-looking attic, and you can tell a healthy-looking attic, there's no mold, there's no weird stuff happening up there. If you see you've got really good timbers up there, that's good. You want to shine the flashlight around, look very, very carefully. You want to look at the air handler for your HVAC system. Is that up there? Is there any rust around it? Rust around that means you're going to be replacing it soon. If you have a gas or an oil heater, you want to go look at that. You want to check that out real good. These are all the things I look at before I look at where I'm going to put my kids' beds.
Yeah.
You see, everybody goes in, oh, that's going to be Johnny's room. No, you don't look at that, you know. Then you go to the kitchen and, you know, you look at all of those things. But I look at the bones first.
Yeah.
You look at the bones. And by looking at the bones, I know the value of a house.
Yeah, no, I agree. Because when I bought my house, the bones, yeah, exactly what you're saying. There's actually a song, The Bones, from Maren Morris. But real quick, I wanted to just say that my father gave me some advice on looking at a home. He said, you know, when going to the basement, look for cracks in the cinder block. Because if you see those cracks, you know it has a water problem. And especially if the house is like down in a valley or gully. And we were looking at one that was a ranch, and I went down. That was the first thing I looked at, and I saw cracks, and I told the lady, I'm not interested. Let's not even bother. She said, why? I said, you got cracks in the cement. So, yeah.
See, I can't relate to that. We don't have basements in Florida. They've been outlawed.
Yeah, and everyone seems to use their garage in Florida to do laundry. I mean, that's what my father does. The laundry machines are in the garage.
Yeah, I actually have a laundry room, but I built the laundry room. When I bought this house, it did not have one. The hookup was in the garage. I went out there, had a wall put in, built a room out there as the laundry room.
So, Michael, my last question is, how long would a central air system last, especially in Florida, with dealing with the high heat and humidity and all of that?
At the other house that I had, where the former Mrs. Gross now lives, the four-bedroom,
you mean one of
bath,
the former
20 well, the last former one, the paid-for house that she got in the divorce, 1 year before the divorce, so that would be 16 years ago, I installed a new ductwork and a beautiful, beautiful new air conditioning system, top of the line, with something called AirFX, which purified the air. I wrote a check for that whole thing for around $18,000. And she is now telling me that they're having all kinds of problems with it now, what, 16 years later.
And was that galvanized ductwork then for that?
The ductwork, no. Down here, it was flex coil. And that's still good. The flex coil ductwork is really, really good. I pulled out the galvanized stuff because it was full of just mold, and I had all that removed, which was a labor-intensive job, which I paid for, and replaced with flex duct.
There's a neighbor down the street that just tore up their whole lawn and had it completely reseeded, and the next thing you know, it looked like they had grass. I didn't see them laying it down, the sod, but I mean, is there such a thing as grass growing in like 2 or 3 days? It seemed like that. And what do you think something like that costs on, say, a quarter acre or half a quarter acre?
Well, I resodded my backyard at the other house, which was 7,000 square feet. And we did it ourselves. I paid a guy to take a little bulldozer out there and flatten everything out. And, you know, I had bare soil out there. I had some other work done, but I had 7,000 square feet of just area that we had to put sod on. And a pallet of sod would do 400 square feet. So, you know, I, no mathematician on earth will figure out. I paid $90 a pallet. And we had a lot of pallets. And we got up at 6:30 in the morning on a Saturday morning, and I grabbed all of my kids except Zach, who was too young at the time, but my daughter, who is a teenager, my other son, we all were out there, and the lovely ex-Mrs. Kroos, we were all out there slinging sod. And my daughter was the hardest worker of all of us. She.
Now how much did it cost you without the labor?
Well, I think it was 11 pallets, so 90 some dollars a pallet.
Wow, so like over $1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, and my wife had asked me. She said, "What do you think it costs for that?" I said, "At least a couple thousand with the labor."
No,
so
no, you've got a quarter acre lot. I looked at your property. I think you've got about 2,500 square feet of grass is what I think you've got. So 2,500 divided by 40. Matt, you're the mathematician. How many pallets is that? You know, and if you wanted to seed it, you could seed it in the spring.
Nobody home over there.
Matt is on eBay right now looking for stuffed toys to buy his wife.
I think he's looking to move to Florida.
He's looking for used stuffed toys to buy to give his wife for Christmas.
He's looking for a palm tree. Yeah.
Pathetic. Anyway.
Yeah, so no, but what do you think that costs for labor? Am I right around $2,000 on not my yard, the neighbors?
Well, it depends on the square
footage.
You'd
have to see a picture.
Most guys, most in Florida, I think the going rate is something like 40 cents a square foot. And that includes the sod and includes putting it down.
Well, thanks, Matty K, for that that math answer that you didn't give us.
You see, I shut my iPhone off, or I would have looked it up myself.
Well, Michael, we got a minute left, so we want to thank you for coming on the show. Michael Kroos, the garden geek, who's made it a point to let us know he's older than us, but we appreciate your wisdom. Why don't you plug your podcast, and again, thank you for all this great advice.
The Ask the Garden Geek podcast last episode ever is being recorded right now, and will probably hit the interwebs probably Monday of next week. because I'm having some special music made for the ending of it. But we're doing the very last Ask the Garden Geek. The Ask the Garden Geek, we're putting a fork in it and sending it away.
All right, so we'll check in with you and find out what you're up to maybe in the spring. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Thank you so much, Michael. More coming up next on the Matt and Matt Show. Have a great winter, Michael Kroos.
I always do.
Of course, down in Florida. Palm trees, baby.
Thanks, Michael.
Oh, that was fun, guys.
Stay fit, stay strong, stay healthy with Nikki Fit. Nikki Fit offers fitness classes and more all online from the safety of your own home. Log on to stayfitwithnikkifit.com to learn more. Spell Nikki Fit with two K's. Enter code STAYSTRONG for 15% off your first service at stayfitwithnikkifit.com.
Bistro Mediterranean and Tapas Bar is now open with the best tapas in town.
Come enjoy delicious food on their outdoor patio and check out their wide selection of white and red bottles of wine to go.
Plus sangria and cerveza as well. Ask about their kids menu when ordering to go or dining outside. Bistro Mediterranean and Tapas Bar with four locations.
Westbrook, East Haven, Ridgefield, and Norwalk on the Post Road, 36 Westport Avenue.
Bistro Mediterranean and TapasBar.com. Now more than ever, you need that glow to shine. You need Veronica's Aesthetics. Aesthetics and cutting-edge skin treatments. Experts in European facials and skincare techniques. Chemical peels and anti-acne and anti-aging treatments. Relax, refresh, reimagine. Log on to veronicasaesthetics.com for more.
Matt and Matt, thank you for listening. Tell your friends about the Matt and Matt Show, a podcast for the city's backyard.
Welcome back to the Matt and Matt Show. And we are closing out the show. That was a lot of fun talking to Michael Kroos, the garden geek, who had great advice on how to keep your yard up and your home and all those home inspection tips. So we love having him on the show. He's a riot. And we've also had a great time here at Bistro Mediterranean and Tapas Bar on Westport Avenue. Big thanks to Stephen Keith, who did a great job playing this afternoon into the evening. And again, it's been a big success. Full patio, Matty K. The weather turned out okay. I mean, it was a little nerve-wracking when we got here. We didn't know whether to set up inside or outside. We were like, what? There's no rain in the forecast. But thank the lucky stars and the universe that it didn't rain. And it's been a great time. So again, support your local musicians. Support your local restaurants. Thanks to Michael Kroos. Next week, we're going to have a real estate show. And why don't you tell us a little bit about next week's show, Matty K?
Yeah, so we're going to talk real estate next week. It's a very hot subject for everyone, especially nowadays with the pandemic. People are moving out of cities. They're moving to the suburbs. They're moving to the country. And, you know, so we're going to spotlight a couple of realtors next week. And we're going to see what their areas of expertise are, what geographic location, and, you know, take a listen to it. And you might find yourself calling them as well to get your next house. I know I might.
Absolutely. Real estate is hot. And we're going to have at least a couple of realtors on next week. And one will be from Florida and one is from Connecticut. So we'll compare the areas. A lot of people are moving south. And it's a hot, like you said, it's a hot topic. So why not? A lot of people want to hear about this. So that's what we do. We interview all walks of life on the Matt and Matt Show and get everybody involved. That's what we're about. So that's going to do it for this edition of another great Matt and Matt Show on the road from Bistro. Thanks to Gabe and the staff here. Thanks to Stephen Keith. And we'll see everybody next week.
That's it for the Matt and Matt Show, a podcast for the city's backyard. We'll be back before you know it with more fun and interesting conversation about what's happening in and around your community. The Matt and Matt Show remind you to stay safe. We will be back soon.
Make sure you follow the Matt and Matt Show on Facebook and Instagram at the Matt and Matt Show.
The opinions expressed by the guests are not necessarily those of the hosts of the Matt and Matt Show or its advertisers. The Matt and Matt Show tapes once a week, and the information is related to the time of the taping. Thank you for listening.